Headline: Justin Sun elected Prime Minister of Liberland for a second time, published at 8:11 p.m. UTC. January 8, 2025. Justin Sun has been elected Prime Minister of the tiny country of Liberland, again following a second round of congressional elections earlier this month. The results of the nation's so-called test election were tallied last Saturday. Sun was previously elected prime minister in a separate test election last October, although it's unclear why Liberland held two elections in such quick succession. Following his election, Sun pitched his plans for Liberland to the country's president Veet Jedlicka in a video published on Monday. In the video, Sun emphasized the need for a strong relationship with the U.S. and called incoming President Donald Trump a bold man who loves to make unprecedented moves. Because of this, Sun claims that by following U.S. policies as most of the earth does, Liberland can secure a diplomatic relationship with the U.S. He also claimed that Liberland has lots of allies within Trump's administration, including Middle East envoy Steve Witkoff and Minister of Commerce Howard Lutnick, who also supports Tether. Sun claimed he will be meeting Eric Trump and Witkoff during the January 20th inauguration. Finally, Sun wants Liberland to be active within the crypto industry so that it can attract digital nomads and entrepreneurs. Subheading: Liberland has lofty goals for a micronation. Liberland bases its claim to sovereignty on an old territorial dispute over 7 square kilometers of land between Serbia and Croatia. However, despite Liberland's claims, no other country recognizes the micronation. Kenny Lee, who co-founded the privacy-focused DeFi platform Manta Network, was one of the two newly elected officials. Jillian Godsill, the only woman elected at the previous election, wasn't re-elected. It's unclear if Sun has actually visited Liberland, and he hasn't posted about it on X since November 29th, when he claimed the region is considering using Elon Musk's face as part of its currency design. Sun's more recent antics included reaching out to crypto publisher CoinDesk to object to the tone of an article that covered his banana art-eating stunt. The article was taken down, but not without objection, from a number of CoinDesk journalists. A Sun-advised crypto entity is also suing Coinbase over its decision to delist WBTC. Protos has reached out to Liberland to find out more about the elections and Sun's role as PM. This recording was AI-generated. Get more crypto news at protos.com.